O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Against the torrent of oblivion, we plead the blood of Jesus. Psalm 69, verses 1 to 3 and 18. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen up to my neck. I am sinking in the deep mire, and there is no firm ground for my feet. I have come into deep waters, and the torrent washes over me. Answer me, O Lord, for your love is kind, and in your great compassion turn to me. Against the torrent of oblivion, we plead the blood of Jesus. A reading from Acts chapter 19, verses 21 to 41. When these things were accomplished, Paul purposed in the Spirit that when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent into Macedonia two of those who had ministered to him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a time. And about that time there arose a great commotion about the way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith who made silver shrines of Diana, brought no small profit to the craftsmen. He called them together with the workers of similar occupation and said, "Men, you know that we have our prosperity by this trade. Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned many people away, saying that they are not gods which are made their hands. So not only is this trade of ours in danger of falling into disrepute, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana may be despised with her magnificence destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship." Now when they heard this, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." So the whole city was filled with confusion and rushed into the theater with one accord, having seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Macedonians, Paul's travel companions. And when Paul wanted to go into the people, the disciples would not allow him. Then some of the officials of Asia, who were his friends, sent him pleading that he would not venture into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing and some another, for the assembly was confused and most of them did not know what they had come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward. And Alexander motioned with his hand and wanted to make his defense to the people. But when they found out that he was a Jew, all with one voice cried out for about 2 hours, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And when the city clerk had quietened the crowd, he said, "Men of Ephesus, what man is there who does not know that the city of Ephesians is a temple guardian of the great goddess Diana, and of the image which fell down from Zeus? Therefore, since these things cannot be denied, you ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. For you have brought these men here who are neither robbers of temples nor blasphemers of your goddess. Therefore, if Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a case against anyone, the courts are open and there are pre-councils. Let them bring charges against one another. But if you have any other inquiry to make, it shall be determined in the lawful assembly. For we are in danger of being called into question for today's uproar, there being no reason which we may give to account for the disorderly gathering." And when he had said these things, he dismissed the assembly. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Against the torrent of oblivion, we plead the blood of Jesus. This prayer is from the 2nd century Christian writings known as the Acts of John. "To thee I call, who art God alone, the one who is exceedingly great, the unutterable one, the incomprehensible one, to whom all powers of government are subject, before whom every authority bows, and before whom all that is high falls down and remains silent, at whose voice the demons take fright, and behold whom all creation surrounders in silent adoration." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Creator God, who formed us from dust, breathe in us again. Give us new imaginations to perceive new possibilities this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's presence today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 27. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we ask ourselves what the flow in our life feels like right now. Does it feel like circumstances are flowing in, pouring between the decks of my life, or am I overflowing with grateful praise and prayer, irrespective of the circumstances? Father, we ask you to fill us with your Spirit, that we overflow with what you desire for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We yield to you, Jesus. Help us to pray continually today, wherever we are, whatever the circumstances. Help us to listen to you. And we are grateful that your promises to listen to us. Jeremiah says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, says the Lord, and I will listen to you." Found in Jeremiah 29, verse 12. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God of all grace, in foolishness and humility, we often dare to speak on your behalf, claiming to know your ways and making promises we struggle to keep. Help us learn to be still, trusting that you are indeed God. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.